We give you honor. We give you everything we have. Lifting our hearts and hands before you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you everything we have. Lifting our hearts and hands before you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you everything we have. Lifting our hearts and hands before you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you everything we have. Lifting our hearts and hands before you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we listen to your word, we pray that you give us a deeper revelation, understanding of your word, in order to pray according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Today is Glorious Friday. And we're also in the month of divine wisdom. And by God's grace, today we are going to go through a few scriptures and then we pray. The theme for today's prayer is Manifest Glory. And today we're taking the part one, Manifest Glory, part one. And the sub-theme is Stop the Influence of the Spirit of Foolishness, part one, or Stop the Operation of the Spirit of Foolishness, part one. We'll go beyond just influence to the actual operation of the Spirit of Foolishness, and today is just the part one. So please be entreated to listening to the whole series and pray alongside, and I believe that the Lord will help all of us to manifest His glory without any interference from any traps of the enemy, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Psalm 8, verse 4 to 5 makes us understand that man was crowned with glory and honor, or man was created already crowned with glory and honor. Remember that. Even before I read Psalm 8, verse 4 to 5, remember that God made man or created man in his own image, not just his image to looking like him, but in his likeness. That's in his nature. And we have learned at other Bethel encounters that gloriousness is God's nature. There's nothing that he does which lacks glory. All his works are glorious. And so when God creates man, of course, it will be glorious, or man would be glorious. But Psalm 8, verse 4 to 5, even gives us clarity to this fact or this truth. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels in terms of hierarchy or strength. Angelic beings have their capabilities, okay? In terms of strength, you can say that yes, we are man is lower than the angels. But in terms of authority, even knowing where we are positioned now with Christ Jesus, it's a different ballgame altogether. In terms of authority or position, where God had placed man, when it came to God creating man, it was a different matter altogether. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, yes, and hast, but you crowned him with glory and honor. Glory and honor. Please say after me that I have been made in the image of God with glory and honor.
I have been made in the image of God with glory and honor.
I've been created in his likeness with glory and honor.
I have been created in his likeness with glory and honor.
This is to say that when you see your fellow man, when you say you love God and you don't love your fellow man, then you are a liar. God is so mindful about man because he has made man in glory. He has crowned man with glory and honor. Jesus would say, love the Lord your God with all thy mind, your soul, your strength. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Because your fellow man, just like you, has been made in the image and likeness of God, crowned with glory and honor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is very wrong as a believer and as a music minister to treat your fellow man badly. It must never be said of you. Yes, we know that other people treat us wickedly, but it does not mean that we should mete out wickedness to our fellow man. Jesus went about doing good. Doing good. Say after me, doing good.
Doing good.
You must do good to your fellow human being because he has been crowned with glory and honor. Hebrews 2, verse 5 to 8. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. So now you see clarity here that even the angels, he did not put in subjection the world to come. That's the future kingdom we are going to see. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man? And now referencing the scripture I read. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hands. Look at the size of a whale, and yet God puts the whale under the governorship of man. Look at the size of the elephant, and yet all these creations, no matter how small or big, they were placed under the rulership, the dominion of man. It should make you think again how or where God has set man in terms of glory and honor, in terms of dignity. This should make you have a rethink. Verse 8, Hebrews 2, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that was not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. So contrasting the time of creation before the fall, before man fell through disobedience, and then our current state after the fall. But there is still better news coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God put all things. Otherwise, man couldn't even have named the animals. Because the one you are approaching to give you a name, you must approach that person with a certain fear and reverence. Man was crowned with glory and honor such that all creation would salute man, because when they saw man, they saw God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All creation respected man. He didn't have to force creation to respect him because he was covered in God's glory. We know that man's fall caused a loss of God's glory. In Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Lamentations 5:15 to 16, I discovered the scripture. It says, the joy of our heart is ceased, our dance is turned into mourning. Why? The crown is fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned. That was the severity of sin, the effect of sin on man. But we thank the Lord that we have better news today. Amen.
Amen.
That the glory has been restored because of the sacrifice of Jesus. So we can manifest God's glory one more time. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, After that ye suffered a while, will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. But here you note that he's called us unto his eternal glory. 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 Say after me, I have a glorious calling.
I have a glorious calling.
Regardless of everything that Christ has done for us, the spirit of foolishness operates by interfering with the manifesting of God's glory in our lives or our ministries at critical times. And that is what we are studying about and dealing with in prayer. You see an example in Genesis 49, verse 3 to 4, where Jacob had called together his children and he was on his deathbed and was about to die. And now in blessing his children, he started with Reuben and it didn't go well. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. As a child of God, you are the excellency of dignity. You are God's best. He gave his best for your sake because you are his best. He wants you, or he's so mindful about you. The excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Christ Jesus shares his authority and power with us. Says we are joint heirs with Christ. And yet, now the father started negating. And Reuben was not a bad guy. He was a good guy. Reuben was a good guy. When they were about to kill Joseph in the pit, who lifted up his voice that they should save him? It was Reuben. But one mistake. One mistake. And his father, on his dying bed, is now cursing him. After acknowledging that, yes, you are dignified. Yes, you are crowned in glory. Yes, God has beautified you and made you this way, like Lucifer. So beautiful. And then a negative report came. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defiledest thou it. And then he spoke to them. He went up to my couch. He was now explaining even to all those who had gathered. Of all the women in the world. And as to how come even an apology was never rendered until now. I wasn't there. But I haven't seen any apology rendered anywhere until this report is being made. May this never be our story.
Amen.
None of us, nobody has glowed. Say after me, Lord.
Lord,
have mercy upon me.
Have mercy,
upon all my fellow brethren.
Have mercy upon all my fellow
in the ministry.
In the ministry.
Let such a report never be given of us.
Never be given
in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
You must pray against the operation of the spirit of foolishness in our lives as believers. We must pray against it. But first, you must understand that this spirit exists and is operating as one of the tools of the enemy to disrupt God's agenda in our lives. Today we are going to pray that, Lord, grant me the grace to overcome the spirit of foolishness. In other lessons, we'll be dealing with, there are ways to deal with the spirit of foolishness by the key of understanding, key of wisdom, key of knowledge, counsel. But prayer is one thing you can never run away from to activate the grace of God upon your life. Sometimes people can travel 3 hours, 4 hours driving. Just when they're about to reach their destination, one foolish decision. After all the hours, one foolish decision, and they arrive at a different destination. Sometimes people can date 6 months, 1 year, just the month of their wedding, one foolish decision. People can marry 40 years just when they must reap the fruit of their labor and all their struggles they've gone through and everything. One foolish decision. At the height or the peak of some people's career, one foolish decision just brings everything down. this, Lord, I don't want this to be my story. You are praying, grant me the grace to overcome the operation of the spirit of foolishness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing will interfere with the manifesting of your glory in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I hold on to your grace today. Grant me the grace to overcome the spirit of foolishness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shabadabaya kabadababu shibidabakabadaba. Rababaya kabadabaya badabaya. Rebebe kebedebe azandere aba. Lift up your voice and pray. Rebebe kabaya ndere ebedebe aba. There are certain times that sorry cannot work, but you can pray to prevent any such situation. Ruben's sorry at that point would not change anything. But you can pray ahead of time and change the situation, change the story, change the chances in the name of Jesus. Redirect the projectiles. Rebebe rebekebe azon do 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 Rababaya kaba, Ramamaya kaba, Makabaya nerebe. The spirit of foolishness, the operation of the spirit of foolishness will not interfere with the manifesting of your glory in my life. Rebekeberiaba nerebeaba. By your grace, Lord. Holy Spirit, grant me the strength to overcome every operation of the spirit of foolishness. Where others fail, I will jump over. Where others fail, I will escape. Where others got trapped, I will escape. Shabarababu shibidiri abarababaya kaba ramamaya ndiriri ebe. In the king's court, where others lost their lives, I'll be promoted. Your glory will be seen in my life. Maya kabara babo shebede be abakaba. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I forbid
the operation
of the spirit of foolishness.
Of the spirit of foolishness
in my life.
In my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
I escape.
Every trap
of foolishness
set
on my path.
I escape it
now
in the name of Jesus.
I escape it
by the power
of
the Holy Spirit. I escape it in the name of Jesus.
We are great. Oh Lord, we are grateful. Oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord.
To Christ Jesus today, please say these words after me. The Lord Jesus, I cannot help myself. I cannot save myself. Today I surrender my life totally and completely to you. Be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you pray this prayer, please follow instructions and we will engage with you and show you what to do. God richly bless you. And for everyone who has joined prayer today, thank God for this testimony that the spirit of foolishness shall not have any way in your life. In the mighty Jesus. Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, that the spirit of foolishness will be in your life. Amen. If you just gave your life to Christ, please contact us via email. info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. See you on Sunday at 6 p.m. Shalom.